I felt the difference in my body. I can feel my digestion was better. I can feel the bloating was going down. So I felt all of that physical components, but I didn't get to see what other people were seeing physically about my body until someone was saying it. Because I'm like, I know it's changing, but is it that noticeable? And people were complimenting me and saying, hey, you're looking great. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. All right, ladies. So today we are going to be talking with Shauna, who is one of our, I guess, past clients, because you're just now wrapping up. That's crazy. That went by really fast. I think you're almost done. But I want to share your story because I feel like possibility is so important for people to see like what's possible on the other side. But then also, I think your story is very unique because you're a very determined person. You know, you're a single mom. You have a lot going on. You're really busy. And it's really easy to be like, I don't have time to prioritize my health. I don't have time to try and focus on this. And so I think that that's an important aspect to share. So I would love for you to kind of share whatever you're comfortable with, where you were prior to the program, what made you reach out and be like, okay, I think I need to do this.
Okay. Well, prior to the program, I did not have any energy. I would try to take a nap as soon as I got home just to have energy to get through the rest of the day. I was struggling with a lot of health issues like anxiety, depression, my weight, feeling like heartburn all the time after I would eat. And I learned a lot from the program alone. And it's just turned my life upside down, like in a good way. I want to keep my health on track for my kids. And that's what led me to pushing myself to go through this program. Because if I'm not 100% for myself, how can I be there for my kids 100%? So it's also important to me to make sure that I am accomplishing these goals so that I'm also setting that example for my kids. It's been a journey. It's been a great 6 months through all of this. And when I think back from where I was to now, I feel like a completely different person. Like, I feel like I can actually get through life. I have goals and an actual set plan as to where I want to be in life and how I want my day to go and how I want my week to go. And it feels so clear now. But before, I felt like there was nothing. There was no way out. And I didn't want to just put a Band-Aid on things. I wanted to actually really get to the root of the problem. And I feel like I have.
Yeah. And so I actually was the one that got to do your consult call, like way back in the day, before you got on. And I remember you saying that you're like, I just don't even know where to start with my health. So it's like, what can I do to help my kids, you know, not go through this if I just don't even know where I'm starting here? And I think that that is sometimes the most confusing thing, is that there's so much health information out there and there's so many different like avenues and things coming in. You're like, well, what do I need? Like, I don't know what I need to do. I'm sure I could try things, but then you kind of feel like you're wasting your time just trying things and throwing spaghetti at a wall.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely felt like that for a long time. You see so many videos out there. There's so many different platforms. And then you have friends that will say this or that, and you just don't know what advice to really follow. But for this program, I feel like I was able to answer those questions specifically for me, for what I needed, rather than it just being a program that is the same for everybody, or just a couple of questions being answered, and then all of a sudden, you know everything about me. And I just don't feel that that's the answer. I feel like it's just, you know, a couple of different scenarios written down and then thrown at people after a few questions. And I feel like there's definitely should be, you know, more depth to it. Not, because I've checked out so many other different programs, but nothing really sticks. This really sticks. I really do like the community of it. There's some kind of fellowship with it. It's not, you're not just alone while you're doing it.
Yeah. We have heard that a lot, where people are like, I tried different programs and I tried things and everybody was doing the same thing. And then I had questions, or it didn't quite adapt to my life. And everything needs to be so personalized, because something that we talk about, like one of the pillars, is a sustainable hormone balancing routine, right? And if it's not sustainable, then it's not going to work for you. And sustainable looks different. So like you with your schedule and your kids looks different than like our night nurse's schedule. And so I remember in the beginning, you were like, I can't do this because I don't have time. And we're like, okay, 15 minutes a day. That's what we need from you right now. And you're like, okay, I can do 15 minutes.
And in the beginning was like, it was so horrible for me, because I was like, oh my gosh, it started already? I'm like, I got so confused when I was like looking at, it was said 7/24. I'm thinking at the end of July, we're starting. No, it meant 7/20/24. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. I don't know why I thought of it differently, but now it made sense after I figured it out. And then I'm like, oh wow, this started like right now, and I'm like already behind. And then I had so much going on with family, and there was just so much moving around. My mom was moving, and I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I don't want to be behind. But it's okay. Everything was fine afterwards. And I said, I was like, I can't do this. I'm like, I need to stop this. I think this is, you know, I don't even know what I said. What did I say? I think maybe this isn't for me. And what if I'm not going to like, what if I'm just going to go through all of this and it was for nothing because I didn't do any of the things that you were saying? No, I did everything that you said, and I felt fantastic. Even after the first couple of weeks of doing it, I felt such a difference. So yeah, that is pretty funny that you mentioned that. I forgot that I even went through that in the beginning. The first month was like,
it was tricky. It sticks out to me because Caitlin was like, did you know that I can break all your videos up into 15 minute bites, and this is how many days it would take to watch them? And I was like, how do you know that? She goes, I broke it down for Shauna. I was like, okay, thanks. That's why we have the accountability coaches. You know, can you imagine that? Like, I want everybody to realize that they have the capability to do this, you know, because I think that there's so many things that hold us back from feeling good. One of them is I think we just don't realize like how good we could feel, because we're so used to feeling horrible, whether that's just no energy, just low grade anxiety, not great periods, not great digestion. We're like, oh, it's just my life. He goes, no, you can feel so much better. But then secondly, I think a lot of times we just can't imagine what feeling good would be like on the other side. And so we kind of question, can I do that? Like, am I worth that? Would I stick to it? And I'm sure Shauna will be here to tell you that, like, as long as you just open our messages, we're going to take you with us. Like, we're not going to leave anybody left behind. And if that means we need to slow things way, way, way down, break things down even further, like, we're going to do that, because we want you to see that success. You just have to keep trying.
Yeah. You guys were definitely patient with me and you guys did not give up. Any other program would have given up on me or just left me in the dust. And other programs, I also noticed that like it was just so robotic. It was just the same. You knew it was just scripted. But you guys were really, you guys actually talked to me like a human. I was actually talking to you guys. It was a message for me. And I like that you guys checked on me like, hey, what's going on? Hey, how are you? And just get on there and do those videos. And as soon as I did, I was like, oh, okay, this is really not that bad. Why am I making it harder than it is?
Yeah.
And I guess just life, you know, sometimes when we're just going.
Life happens. I mean, we have so many family, like so many clients who will have family members die. They'll have like, you know, just horrible things happen in their life. And we get that, you know, like there's never going to be a perfect time to try and make ourselves feel better. And so sometimes like it's having that support as you navigate that is so important because we always let go of our health, right? Like we always let go of that, the first possibility, like, oh, we're not a priority.
Yeah, we have to make ourselves a priority. And I've tried it before and not knowing where to start. Now that I have a plan and a vision of how my future is going to look, you know, health-wise, and it's easier. I know like when I'm falling off of track and how when I'm not feeling good, I know where it's coming from, what I did to feel that way. Like if I don't take my GI, no, was it the ox bile? Oh my goodness. If I don't take the ox bile, that's it. It's game over for me when I'm eating. I feel horrible. My indigestion is terrible because, well, I'm not breaking down any fast because there's no gallbladder there. And I am like so upset that I didn't know about this the last 8 years of not having a gallbladder because I could have been feeling so much better in these last 8 years. But now that I know about it, forget it. You're not going to be able to take ox bile out of my hands. Like,
do never take this away. And see, I remember we got your forms in and Caitlin and I were looking through your lab and I was like, she doesn't have a gallbladder. Why is she not on ox bile? And Caitlin's like, maybe she is. Let me ask. But no, you just didn't have a gallbladder and like doctors had never told you that this would be so life-changing for you.
Yeah, no. No one said anything. And I mean, I've heard of it, but through videos. And that's not something I wanted to trust just from a video. And I didn't even think to ask my doctor even about it. So it just never came up in conversation. Plus, I'm like, you know, a ditzy doodle over here. I will forget things. So I'll go to the doctor like, yeah, everything is great. And then like forget, like I should have asked them like so many questions and I didn't.
Yeah. Well, when I go to the doctor now for anything, I put it in the notes section of my phone because you're just sitting there and you're talking to them like, do you have any questions? You go, no, wait a second. Let me look at my notes because I probably do actually.
Yeah, exactly. And what I really like about your program is I was able to send you my message of whatever question I had. And I just sent it to you, whatever time of day it was, because I knew eventually it's going to get answered, whether or not I needed the answer back right away. I was like, let me just ask it because this way you don't forget. And I got my answer every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the personal touch point accountability coach, like I go back and forth. I'm like, is the Touchpoint Accountability Coach worth more than having the community? And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like they're both equally important.
Both definitely important. I like having the community there because we all get to support each other. And at least like we all get to know, like, we're not through it alone. But then we have that coach too there that is able to also, like, take us, you know, you guys are taking us under your wing to, like, guide us along and make sure we're on the right track or moving along somewhat and not falling behind. And, you know, I like that. That definitely is something that is needed for the program.
It definitely makes a big change. What do you feel like was one of the biggest tools that you learned? Was it, like, in terms of mindset, or was it specifically with how you learned to balance your blood sugar with your life? Or what do you feel like was one of the biggest tools that you used that you were like, this made such a difference?
Ooh, that's so tough because there's just so many. Honestly, blood sugar is definitely important. It's definitely one of the biggest, but I'm going to put, like, one next to it. It's definitely the salt, the water. I cannot. I tried go because I was like, oh, I'm running late and I can't put salt in the water. And, you know, I would drink just plain water. First of all, ew, gross. Can't drink plain water.
I remember you saying that. You're like, I don't drink water. I'm like, what? I've never met somebody who doesn't drink water.
Like, it's got to be salt water now.
Electrolytes are a fabulous way to literally boost your hydration. And there's so many benefits to bringing in electrolytes into your life. You will find that they boost your energy. You're going to find that they boost mood. They're going to support your immune system. They encourage healthy hormone levels. They support healthy brain function. I mean, you really can't go wrong with them. But you can if you choose the wrong brand, because a lot of them are really high in added sugars, or they'll have maltodextrone, or they'll have natural flavors, or any of these things that are going to impact your health in a negative way when you're trying to add electrolytes to support your health. And I have a lot of clients that don't react well to stevia, for example. So this is why I use Paleo Valley. And you guys, it's literally here right now in my mason jar. Lemon lime is my go-to flavor. I love this flavor. I think it, if you want to mix it with anything, it goes really well. It tastes really good just by itself. But I love them because there's no added sugars. They use monk fruit. So if you have sensitivity to stevia, you're not going to have an issue with these. There's no natural flavors. There's no citric acid. The potassium is derived from coconut water. And so, I mean, you can't go wrong. It tastes amazing. There's no added sugars. It's derived from whole food forms. And so not only are you benefiting your health, but you don't have any of the negative side effects. So definitely try them out. They have a bunch of flavors. Like I said, lemon lime is my favorite. I do know some people that are obsessed with the orange. I like the watermelon as well. It's just that lemon lime stays at the top of my list of, like, the flavors that I love. So I can't go wrong with it. It's the one I recommend all the time. You can go to paleovalley.com/Leah or use the coupon code Leah to save 15%. That's paleovalley.com. And coupon code is LEAH to save 15%.
And that was based on your lab too, because of, like, your levels that was specifically really helpful for you. Yeah, gotta get that water in. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, I can't believe I used to drink water without a little bit of salt in it. But it makes a huge difference, because I feel it when I don't have that in there. I'm like, I feel really dehydrated today.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of salt. It goes a long way.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good. You know, I take your tips everywhere with me, and it's hard to not want to, like, I try to, like, help people when I'm, like, listening to them talk, and I'm like, I turn into a Leah right away. I'm like, I want to help everybody around me. Like, you guys don't have to be suffering.
It's true.
It's tough. It's tough out there just listening to people. And it's also, you know, what's also tough is when you listen to people when they don't want to listen to the help.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. But yeah, I do what I need to do for myself, and I give myself some more self-care days, things that I like to do, because before I was not doing any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, my boys even see a difference. You know, when I was starting the program and eating good, my son was like, whoa, mom, what's going on? Like, you're really going with this. And it's like every day, and you drink lemon water every day in the morning. And what is happening? Oh, maybe I should do that. You lost weight already? Oh, my. Oh, just the reaction alone was great. And I don't know, like, I feel like myself again prior to my health issues really catching up to me. So it's definitely life-changing.
Did you feel like you started to notice the difference, like, just first internally for you? Or was it when somebody commented and were like, what are you doing?
I felt it internally, like, first, like, because I felt the difference in my body. Like, and I can feel my digestion was better. I can feel the bloating was going down. So I felt all of that, all the physical components. But, like, I didn't get to see what other people were seeing physically about my body until someone was saying it. Because I'm like, I know it's changing, but, like, is it that noticeable? And people were complimenting me and saying, hey, yeah, like, I see a difference. You're looking great. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I was seeing a personal trainer. It would be like once a week. And he recently isn't at the gym anymore. So I'm not going to be seeing him anymore, which is fine. I told him, like, it's all right. I'll save a few bucks. I won't, you know, I'm not going to go with someone new. And I'm going to try to come here myself and do the workouts. He said, you definitely can, because you know the workouts and you know how to do them and you know how to use the machines you already learned. He's like, so I don't see why you can't. So that was also uplifting too, because, you know, someone, and I actually have been sharing along my journey with the personal training with him. Like, I'm doing this program too. So I was like talking his ear off, and he's like, you're doing really good. I don't see why you can't do this yourself. So it's really good to hear also from someone who's not even in this program to tell me, like, you got this and you can do this on your own. You don't need a personal trainer. I think I was very successful in the gym this time around because of your program. If it wasn't for the program, I probably would have quit, because I would have lost my energy. I would have been not eating correctly, not balancing my blood sugar. So I would have been having energy dips and not wanting to go to the gym. It would have fell apart. So everything is important. And I take all of the tips, and I hold on to them very tightly now, because I need them.
And I think another reason why you stuck with the gym and where you did all of the things is you did a lot of mental shifting.
Oh, yeah.
You did a lot of mental shifting to be like, I'm worth it and I can do this, and actually truly believe that. I mean, I remember very distinctly, because I always get my check-ins from my coaches, and you were about 14 weeks in. So it was just over half. And Caitlin had sent me your check-in for that week. And I was like, Shauna, it's past the hump. We have made the switch, because your whole tone of voice changed. Instead of like, oh, I'm going to do this because I have to do this, you were like, I am doing this because I am awesome. And I was like, yes, there you go. And you were starting to notice such a massive difference in how you felt.
Absolutely. Like, when I'm not in the gym, I'm like, ugh, I can't do it. But then as soon as I get in that gym and I start working out just a little bit, or even if it's an at-home workout, I'm like, I can do this. I feel so good. And when I'm eating right, like, it makes a big difference how I feel when I'm doing that workout.
Yeah.
And it can be this littlest workout. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. So
exactly.
The videos that come along with the program, like, those are so useful because at least I know what I can be doing around what phase of my period. And I always keep a mental note in the back of my head, like, oh, you're on your cycle and you need to not be going crazy at the gym. I know you want to, but you need to put down the weight, okay? You need to go 5 pounds lighter, Shauna, because you're not going to be able to move all month long. And because the one day, I think it was one cycle, I did a little too hard in the gym and I paid the price all month.
You were like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I was so pumped up though. And I was like, all right, I know that even though I'm pumped up and I have the energy, don't waste it all in that first week.
Yeah. Really honoring where you are in your cycle is so important.
Yeah.
So what would you say to the, like, Shauna prior to the program? So someone who is in your shoes, who's like, I am sick of feeling this way, but I'm also scared to make this investment. Also, I think it can be very intimidating joining a virtual program. What would you say to them?
I would say the faster you join, the faster you're going to realize you should have joined, like, even sooner. Like, don't waste time. Just do it. And I was scared when I first started, but as soon as I started those videos, I was like, oh, this is going to change my life because this is exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely life changing. And I wish I could just take myself even a year ago to find you.
Yeah.
I wish I would have came across you so much sooner because it would have just made, you know, I would have, could you imagine how much further I could be right now?
Yeah, but you know, you found us at the right time for you.
Yes. And honestly, it's even more perfect because next week I start this new process at work where I'm going to be getting into a new position and I won't be able to listen to those videos while I'm working like I used to.
Yeah.
So I had finished the program in just the perfect time.
There you go.
You know, I can still listen to you when once I get, you know, settled back into work, I can listen to you. But when I'm learning something new, I can't have anything in the background. I can't not have anything in my ear. I have to be so hyper focused on what I'm doing. Can't be distracted. So it's like I started at a perfect time and I am ending at a perfect time.
100%. It's always right for you. And, you know, it's always easy to look back and be like, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. But you know what? We find everything in the timing that's perfect for us.
Absolutely. So if there's anyone out there that is questioning to do it, I say, why not? Your health is worth it. And you deserve to feel just as awesome as I do.
Yeah, I agree.
And I wish they could listen to how much I was crying on that first video. My initial meeting with you, I was like, I was so lost. I was crying about how lost I was.
Yeah. And like, I don't take that lightly. I have so many people cry on me. Like, I have had people literally like get 5 words in and then just start bawling their eyes on. They're like, never mind. I can't even talk about it. Like, because it's hormones and health, you know, especially if you've been dealing with it for such a long time, it's so personal and it's so, you just sometimes feel like I can't even put a voice to it because then it makes it so real, even though you've been struggling with it for a long time. So
that was definitely me for a long time. And I just want to save everybody I know, you know.
Yeah.
If I could do that, I would. Like, I just want everyone to go through your program. It just, it's so life changing. And it, the way you explain things in your videos, I understand why I need to do the things I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
honestly, I think that's also what makes the difference for me too, is you can't just tell me what to do. I need to know why. I need to know the whole picture.
Yeah. And I think that goes for a lot of people. Like, if you don't understand why are you going to stick to it? Why is it going to matter to you? Why is it going to be deeply important? So I get that. I actually used to teach piano. It's a really long time ago now that I think about it. How long have I had Landon? So I haven't taught piano in like 5 years, but I taught piano for like 12 years of my life. And I'm like, I feel like that really set me up to do this well because I can just break things down in that way. So I think, you know, it served me well. I'm like, oh, I pivoted careers halfway through, but they each served each other, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life just brings you along.
Yeah.
Where you need to be. Honestly, beginning of your program, I thought, I need to become what Leah is, because that's, I want to help people.
I will say that we get that a lot. And then they go, you spent how many years studying? Never mind. They take it back. But
it could be worth it, though.
It is so worth it to like learn and share that. And we have quite a few. We have quite a few clients who have gone on to study health and went on to even become FDNs and then continue their education. And I think it's worth it. If that's something you're deeply passionate about, I think you can't go wrong there.
Well, I think we should have a chat about that as well then.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, ladies. So if you want to book a consultation call and see if HRP is going to be a good fit for you, you can just go to bit.ly. That's just bit.ly, I think. bit.ly/HRP free call. And you can pick a time that works for you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.